So good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Shining Light Call. This is September the 20th, and tonight's call is on Take Back Your Power. So why did I pick this one? It's because I noticed in the past, it's been a while now, past couple of weeks and even months, it's like every now and then, I don't do it very often, but every now and then I would go on Facebook and then just read some articles or listen to some videos. And so maybe everyone is different, but what gets me is big corporations. For example, what got me recently was Monsanto, reading that Monsanto actually came out with a new and very powerful weed killer that's going to kill every kind of plant except their own genetically modified plants. So the downside to this is that when they use this weed killer, there's a fairly good chance that it would go on to other people's that are close to their farmland and kill off their own plants as well. So it kind of in a way forces the people to use Monsanto's seeds, because they're like no other seeds can survive their really powerful weed killer. So it just gets me that a big powerful company like Monsanto can do that, is to just force other people to in a very underhanded way to buy their products. Something similar like that. And it's not always Monsanto. It could be other big corporations that just throw their own weight around just because they can and they feel like it. And I talked to other friends as well, and it could be what triggers them is when they see animals being abused, and there's this sense of helplessness that kind of grip over them. So that's when I noticed that no matter how much 5D I've been in, it's like when I read something like that, it just pulls me right down to 3D. So I thought, oh gosh, I want to take back my powers. And so I researched a couple of ways and just listened to different other, I would say, more awakened masters and how their view of reality and how to take back your power, and also what reality actually is. And I actually came up with something that I would like to share with all of you. And so maybe a synchronicity, or maybe it's not really, because there's no coincidence, is that I recently listened came upon I wouldn't say it's very old, but maybe about 3 or 4 years old, video that's put up by Bentinho, and he talked about what reality is. And so I just want to maybe share a little bit on how he view what reality is, because it's resonate with what I know about reality. And his view of reality is that there really is no reality outside of you, and that we all create our own reality. And when we think that, oh, there is a reality outside where there are these powerful big corporations that will just do whatever they want, and we have no power at all to change the reality, that's actually not true. And it really resonates with my own belief in what reality is. It's actually similar, is that we create reality. And the way we create it is very unconscious. We don't even know how we create it. What we created is actually by our subconscious mind, or the belief system that we have in our own subconscious mind, whether we know them or know the beliefs, what belief system we have or not. It doesn't matter. It's just all the accumulation, and sometimes the programs or the belief systems could be something that we've been carrying with us for many lifetimes, and it could be something that is compounded on by different genealogies. So, which means you may be a program that you have been carrying could be something that your great grandfather maybe had an experience, so decided to adopt this belief system. And because your great-grandfather passed it on to their children, and then their children becomes your parents, and your parents pass it down to you. So it could be many different ways. However, we, for whatever reasons, we have this collection of programs, beliefs, and how reality is, and we don't know. We don't even know that they are there. And that's how we recreate reality that we see outside, by all these different combinations or these mystery programs and bits and pieces of information about what reality should or should not look like outside. And that's actually what we use to create the reality. And the good news part is that if we create it, then we can actually recreate it in a different way, just by how we process our own programs and beliefs. As we let go of beliefs that we don't like to hang on to anymore, then we start to change the reality that we see. So it is not that we need to stand up or do something about these big corporations, for just one person to kind of stand against these big corporations, it seems very impossible, I mean. However, if you know that these corporations is the way it is because there's a program within us that we don't even know that creates them to be like that, and that actually when we start to remove the programs that says we are powerless, that convinces us that there's nothing we can do, then we can start to shift that. And that reality is not really solid. And as we become more, adept at understanding that how we actually create the reality outside, then we start to take back our power, in that we can, couple of things we can do. Number one is start to not get attached to the powerlessness, because powerlessness is simply just a program. And the more we believe it, the more we disempower ourselves. And when we start to move away from this disempowered self, then we can start to take back our power. So one of the ways I find this makes sense for me or helps me is the first thing is to when I read anything that makes me feel this sense of powerlessness or being disempowered, is to just remind myself that there really is no reality outside of me. And that when I am ready to take responsibility for everything that I create, then I can take back the power. And the next thing that helps is to really start to reconnect with myself, meaning just to not be distracted and look outside, is to start to turn inward. And especially if I do the connection to my higher self, you can either use the 5, 2, 8, 1, 2, and 3 connect to higher self, or whatever other methods that you find works for you is good as well. So when you are connected with your higher self, then your higher self can start to help you be more focused. So, and also there's one technique that I learned from Aniela Benz. What she mentioned is that when you come across something that out in the world that you don't like, is to hold the picture of the things that you don't like in your mind, and then just create a mental picture of a red circle around it, and then put a big cross around it. So, because your unconscious mind deals in pictures. So when you send a picture, your unconscious mind actually knows, can process that much easier than just pure words. So when you have that picture of whatever it is that you don't approve of, let's say for me, I can do Monsanto, like they're the name of the company, and then I would just put a big red circle and then a big cross to cross it out, signaling to my unconscious mind that I don't like this in my reality. And the next thing is, what would I like instead? Because if I try to delete something, it creates a vacuum. So I need to let my unconscious mind know I don't like this. So what else do I want to see instead of that? So I actually would like to see everybody being able to plant their own garden, whether they are living in an urban setting or in a rural setting, doesn't matter. So we all be able to plant things that we can eat and be self-sufficient that way. So that's the picture that I want. And so I would hold, let's say, a small, like even something as simple as a tomato plant that is just outside, let's say, your balcony, or if you live in a high rise, or just outside in the garden, if you live in a house that allows you to have that. So then just put a green circle around it and put a take, which kind of symbolizes to your unconscious mind that, yes, I approve of this. So something like that, to communicate with your unconscious mind what it is that you don't want to tolerate anymore and what it is that you would like to see instead. So you're kind of voting with your consciousness. And then I also would like to add one more, is that you want to let go of any attachment to the outcome of this process. Because when we are attached to certain results, and so it kind of creates a negative, a backlash as well. So if you can do all of that mental voting for the things that you like, and also let go of what it is that you may or may not see in your reality, because perhaps other people like to see it. So we actually live in a shared reality. So you also have to be more lenient with what other people's preference, because they still want to experience this. So if it's their choice, then you have to give that, I would say, give that leeway for other people to have their experience as well. It's just that you don't want it to be in a way that will affect you negatively. So that's one way of doing that. And actually another way of doing that is to really start to experiment and see for yourself how flexible reality is. actually is. Because if you, I was actually listening to some talks about what quantum reality there, I don't know whether you've all heard of the double split experiment. The double split experiment actually demonstrated, like very briefly, is that scientists designed an experiment. And the first time they run this experiment, and they kind of expect to see that, okay, this is the result. And so they got the result that they expected to see. And then someone else who is completely open to whatever happens, and they actually got a different result. So what that proved is that it is really our expectation that kind of collapse reality as the way we see it. The reality always looks real. However, it is really very malleable, very easily changed to whatever it is the person that is observing it. So if I have it in my mind that Monsanto is not good, then Monsanto is always going to do something that is bad, no matter what it does or does not. My expectation that it's going to be bad, then they, like when I look outside and observe them, they would probably be doing something bad because that's my expectation. However, when I start to let go of this expectation, that and also let go of my judgment that they are bad and that their intentions are bad, then Monsanto has that that flexibility to be something that may surprise me or it may not. So changing my own expectation and changing my own view of what reality actually is will start to influence what it is that actually will show up. So what I'm trying to say is that when you start to experiment and let go and be open to all possibilities, then all possibilities has an equal chance to show up, so that you don't always, so that reality is not going to be so hard and fast that there's nothing you can do. So that's not what reality actually is. Reality is actually something that can change. When we start to change within, then what we see outside will also has the possibility of changing to something that we and that will actually surprise us. So when we start to take back our power and start to look within, is let's say if you see something that's bad outside, you have to look within, is what part of me is still resonating with you being able to see that event happening outside of you that you don't like to see. And as long as it's something out there that is catching your eye, that means that there is somehow a resonance within yourself to see that event or that experience outside. And when you start to look within and start to let go of, let's say, let go of your own judgment and or let go of your own idea that, you know, people don't care, for example, if you let go of your judgment that other people don't care, then other people has the flexibility to show up being caring. So that's something that actually we can do something about. And there's actually other ways that you can do to start to make the world outside more malleable. So the other thing that I can think of energetically is that, is to really start to explore the higher realms. What I mean by that is to go, for example, when we go to the 44th dimension, this retreat, and also I remember in the past, some of the past workshop, Sifu James has taken us to 13th dimension. That actually is a very freeing, because when we are like at the 13th level, we actually are out beyond this universe. So when you are able to let your conscious mind float and fly so high that you actually are more conscious, you're actually outside of the confines of this universe, you get access to, and also the freedom to create within your own life at a very different level. Because when you hang out there, you don't, when you come back, your consciousness is already expanded outside. So once your consciousness has been expanded, it changes you in a very, I would say, tangible way. And you can start to notice that the reality that you see is starting to change a bit more. So now I'm just going to stop here with the... So I've talked enough for tonight, and so the meditation that I would like to take you all on in a little bit is really to go and do some releasing, emotional releasing, and also go and explore the 13th dimension so that you can all start to get a sense of what it is out there beyond this universe. So I'm just going to stop the recording, and then when we come back shortly, then just do the meditation.